News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. So, hey, listen, by the way, we're going to hit the top of the hour in a few minutes, so I won't start that next section of the Triple Dipper yet. Some of you may be wondering, how do I track the results tonight? It's one of those things where you're like, man, it's 7:15. The polls closed 15 minutes ago. What's happening? You know, I'm that way. I'm like, what? I want to know. And then there was that 2016 election where I finally just had to go to bed. I wasn't one of those who stayed up all night. And I woke up the next morning and found out that Trump was president. Woohoo! But if some of y'all want to know how to find out the results, one of the things you can do is check the unofficial results on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. I would encourage you to look at that. They will update it as they come in. You can also typically find results being posted by several other outside agencies. I mean, believe it or not, New York Times will do it. AL.com will do it. I know tonight, Copper Yaffe starts his coverage at 7, right? Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm going to be on with him at 7:30.
Great.
So right here at WVNN, people can tune in as the results are coming in the listening area, at the very least. Yaffe will update those as we go. I'll be on with him at 7:30 just for commentary. He's got the show. But we are going to be covering here at WVNN the returns. And so, yes, I would encourage you, tune in, listen, find out what's going on. But you've also got your resources. And there's an amazing number of resources out there. I'm trying to think what there's a website that I would go to when I was running that sometimes I would see results as quick as anything else. And it would cover it statewide. It would talk about it county by county. Anyway, just know that option is out there for you. If I think of what that website is, I'll find it and let you know. I think WHNT Channel 19 is going to have theirs tonight. They've got their website up, I believe, or at least you can Google it. But anyway, the bottom line is this. The resources are out there. Anybody with a smartphone, a device, a computer, can find out as things are going almost in near real time. The other thing that's kind of cool, and people don't know you can do this, you can go hang out at the courthouse. And then what they have to do in every single county is they have to centralize the votes. They take the votes off the machines and they seal them in boxes. A sheriff's deputy is then assigned to drive those so the chain of custody is complete. They literally seal it with witnesses. They sign it. The box cannot be opened until it arrives at the central location, which is generally the courthouse. And then under the care and watch of the probate judge for that county, who is the chief election officer for the county, the ballots are opened. And the tapes, usually, depending upon what kind of machines you have in your area, but in my experience has been they call them the tapes. The tapes are run, and it shows basically what the votes were in each precinct. They're posted up on the board. A lot of times they're keeping a big board up in the courthouse. You can do it there. There's going to be a lot of watch parties tonight. Man, go find you one. I mean, it's just a hoot. Listen, if you find out that there's an opportunity for you to go to, I don't know, let's just pick one, Mike Durant's gathering, or for that matter, Casey Wardinsky's gathering, or Dale Strong's, or somebody else local, or even if there's just a local Republican or Democrat party holding their watch night, go do it. Those are actually a lot of fun. And you just hang out with people who are like-minded, watch the results come in, cheer sometimes, bite your nails on others. Watch a race and just, you know, be surprised that it came back the way it did, or for that matter, walk around, you know, high-fiving and telling somebody they lost their bet, you know. But the reality is this, it's a lot of fun to watch the votes come in. You can sit at home and watch it on TV or on your device, but there's something to be said for, if you care about elections, finding out where the watch parties are and just showing up. The candidates don't mind. The candidates would much rather have, if they're already having a watch party, they'd much rather have a room full of people than to have nobody show up. So, you know, pick your candidate, look at their website or their Facebook page or whatever, find out if they have a watch party tonight, or call somebody who you find out is working in the campaign and just go hang out, man. And, you know, eat their food and watch the returns come in. And a lot of times they'll post more than their own race. They'll be putting things up on the big board. When we held my race when I ran for the state Senate, and Charlene did an amazing job. I mean, it looks so professional. It was decorated to the hilt. You know, our colors were black and gold, much like the logo for Right Side Radio. And we had that place decked to the hilt, but it became, by default, it became the Republican Party's gathering, and we posted everybody's results. And we had the best night. We had like 150, 200 people there. Listen, you guys are going to have a good night doing this. All right, stay tuned. We're taking a quick break for the news. We'll come right back with Casey Wardinski, candidate for Congress, making his final pitch, final push. Polls close, 3 hours. We'll be right back.